Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're going to be learning Parak Vav Mishnah Beis and Parak Vav Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah, Parak Vav Mishnah Aleph, was discussing the situation on the case of an aris, of a sharecropper, and a chocher, a tenant farmer. Now, what's an aris? Again, just quick review. An aris is someone, a sharecropper is someone who's using the field of someone else, and the deal that they have set up for themselves is that the aris, the sharecropper, is going to give a percentage. He's going to share a percentage of the crops that he harvests, that he reaps, that he produces, and he's going to give that percentage to the owner of the field. By contrast, a chocher, a tenant farmer, is someone who's also using someone else's field to harvest, to produce various crops and so on. But the difference is that instead of giving a percentage to the owner, he's giving a set amount to the owner that they deal, that they agree on beforehand. Now, the previous Mishnah, Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph, among other things, discussed the case of a chocher, and really was discussing a whole slew of cases between a chocher and an aris. And the question was, when the chocher or the aris are giving the food, are giving the payment to the owner, must they separate truma and meiser before they give it, or no? Is that the owner's responsibility once he gets the payment, once he gets the money, the food, really, from the aris or from the chocher? Now, in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah taught us that when it comes to a chocher, that when it comes to a tenant farmer, the only thing that he has to separate before giving it to the owner is truma. He has to separate truma gedola for the kohen, but nothing else. He doesn't have to separate any meiser whatsoever, any trumas meiser. The rest is the responsibility of the owner. But that's only when it comes to when the owner is a Jew. The question of our Mishnah is going to be dealing with a case of where the owner of the field is a non-Jew, is an idolater. Says the Mishnah, HaChocher Sadim in Hanachri. A person is a tenant farmer on a field that belongs to a non-Jew, not necessarily just a regular non-Jew, but really more specifically, someone who serves idols, an Oved Avodah Zarah, an idolater. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Ma'aser V'Nosein Lo. It's his responsibility, the Chocher, the tenant farmer's responsibility, to separate not only truma, but to separate meiser as well. So unlike the case in the previous Mishnah, where a chocher, where the tenant farmer, was using the field of a Jew, all he has to do is separate truma. But says our Mishnah, that if you're using the field of a non-Jew, then you must not only separate truma, but you must separate all of the meiseros as well. Why is that true? Why is that so? So the Bar Tanura explains that the Rabbana and the Chachamim wanted to discourage people from renting their land in Eretz Yisrael from idolaters, from people that weren't really part of our community. And therefore, in order to discourage them from doing that, they said, okay, you're going to do that, we're going to make you take truma, and we're going to make you take meiser before you give it back to the chocher. Finishes off the mission, Rabbi Huda says, Af ha-mekabel sedei avosav min hanachri. Now Rabbi Huda for a moment is going to shift, and he's no longer discussing the chocher, the tenant farmer, but now he's discussing the aris. He's discussing someone who was a sharecropper. Now the previous Mishnah taught us that usually in a case of an aris, of a sharecropper, he doesn't have to separate anything. Doesn't have to separate truma gedola, doesn't have to separate any meiser. The aris doesn't have to separate anything. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says, Afa mekabel sdeavosu min anachri. However, if the aris is using the field that belonged avosu, that belonged to his family, but was taken by the non-Jews. In the times of the Romans conquered Eretz Yisrael, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and would often steal our land, just like, I'm sure many of us know, in the Holocaust, during in Germany, not in Poland, much of the Jewish property and land was stolen by the Germans, by the Nazis. The same thing was true when it came to the Romans. So says Rabbi Yehuda, even though normally an aris doesn't have to separate anything, if it's your land that it used to belong to you, and now you're a sharecropper, you're working the field that now belongs to the non-Jew but used to belong to your family, Ma'aser v'nosin lo, says Rabbi Yehuda, you must separate everything, truma, meiser, and everything before giving it to the owner. And the Bar Tanur points out that also we're trying to encourage someone to not just, you know, sit there and let this land be taken, but try to get it back. Don't be a sharecropper on your family's land. Go and get your land back. And that's what we're trying to encourage. That's what we're trying to create, an opportunity for the person, for the sharecropper, to try and get his land back. And therefore, if you're going to act as a sharecropper, you're going to have to separate truma, and you're going to have to separate meiser. Now we're continuing with Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. And now Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel is going to continue our discussion of the Aris, but it's specifically going to deal with a situation where the Aris is either a Kohen or a Levi. And the question is then going to be, normally the case of an Aris, what happens is, he's not obligated to separate any Truma or any Meiser. He gives it to the owner, and the owner separates for himself. However, the question here is if you have a Kohen or a Levi as the sharecropper, does the sharecropper get first dibs at the Truma if he's a Kohen, or the Meiser if he is a Levi? Says the Mishnah, Kohen v'Levi shekiblu sodami Yisrael. You have a Kohen or a Levi, and they're using the field of a Jew. They're a sharecropper on the field of a Jew, says the Mishnah, Kishim shecholkin b'chulin kach Chulkin betruma, just like they can separate true, they separate the regular stuff, the regular chul and the regular food in a way that's based on the percentage that they agree to. Kach chulkin betruma, so too. The assumption is, says the Tanakhama, they can just separate in a regular way. The Kohen of the Levi sharecropper does not get first dibs. Rather, the owner of the field has the ability and the right to separate the truma and the miser as he or she wants, and the sharecropper does not have the first dibs, even if he is a Kohen or a Levi. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Af ha-maisro shalahen shal menas kein ba'o. No, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says no, that if the sharecropper, if the artist was a Kohen or a Levi, they get the Meister, they get the Truma, they do get first dibs, because shal menas kein ba'o, because it was only on condition that we assume, according to Rabbi Eliezer at least, perhaps according to the Chum as well, but we assume that the reason why this person decided, I'm going to be a sharecropper for this person, was because he's, I'll get the Truma if I'm a Kohen, I'll get the Meiser if I'm a Levi. So that's why he was only on that condition, it was only on that Tanai that he decided to be a sharecropper for the person. And if you're not going to give it to him, that's not the right thing to do. Now we actually paskin, not like Rabbi Eliezer, we paskin, like the Tanakhama, and assume, no, that even if you are a Kohen or a Levi, if you're a sharecropper, once you take the produce and give it to the owner of the field, he has the right to divide it, to give it out as he sees fit, and you have no first right to that, even if you were the sharecropper for that field. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis discussed the case of a tenant farmer of a Chocher, who's using the field of a Navi, of a non-Jew, and we said, Meister v'nosit of the halacha is that he needs to separate Truma and Meister to discourage him from renting land from a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah concluded by discussing the case of Rabbi Yehuda, that an Aris, who normally would not have to separate if it's a case where it used to be his land, and we want to encourage him to get it back, and therefore he would have to separate everything in that situation. And then, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, quoted a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer regarding the case of a Kohen or a Levi, who are the Aris, who are the tenant, the sharecropper. And the question is, do they get first dibs at the Truma and Meiser or not? And we ultimately paskin like Tanakhama that the Kohen and the Levi do not get the first ability, the first shot at getting the Truma and the Meiser. Have a great day.